felt that it was very, very important before moving on to the spheres to conclude our present discussion of Nefesh of Neshama HaYechida, which of course we're going to continue with much, there's much more to do on that, but just with the introduction to the Chelkei HaNefesh, the different parts of the soul, to talk about the Nekuda of Yechidah of HaNefesh, which is Mesirus HaNefesh. Mesirus HaNefesh that we're seeing Bifrat, Bizmanenu, Biyamenu, in our times, where there are Jews who are sacrificing their lives, L'manenu, L'man Klal Yisrael, without really knowing why. And to understand that tofa'ah, of how that works and where that comes from, we began to learn this last week, this maimer, thank you so much, this maimer from Rav Sasson, that was from a shiur that he gave after the beginning of the Mohammed. So on page Lamed Hay, I did give out physical, I think last week I gave papers, and the whole thing should be on the phone. Yeah. And you could print it. No, that's not how it fits it. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to get it. Dobby can tell you how to get it. I think you printed it out from
the printed it. I sent it on the chat.
Sent it out.
Oh, sent it. Good. Okay. So page 35. The middle of the page. So really, he's doing a little chazar here, so we'll learn it inside. What's the avoid of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And why the Shema is the way that the soldiers would enter into Mulcham, into the war. Achdus Hashem, Hamun HaPnimis Shaleh Anuchai, this oneness of Hashem, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Hamun HaPnimis upon which all of our lives, everything is built. L'medus HaSanu She'en Oid Movado, there is nothing other than Hashem. And first and foremost, it means that myself and my entire life, it's not outside the song of Elokus, the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every single Jew is part of that nigun, is part of that shiva of Elokus, of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and every single Jew. Kol atzmoisai v'kol yeshusai v'kol achaim shli. My very existence, my entire life, hima gilui shelo yisbaruch. Whether I was aware of it until now, or I'm just beginning to understand, everything in my life is, my whole purpose in life is only gilui Hashem, is to be revealed elokus in the world. Bliza or baladeza, ainli shum hashmos. Therefore, I have no purpose to living. There's no reason for my existence. If not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no reason for my existence. Ein shtei yeshuos ba'olam. There are no two separate domains or separate realities. Ein shtei mitzvos ba'olam. Kol ha'chaim, v'kol ha'or, v'kol ha'omer. All life, all light, all depth, all mesikas sweetness. Kol ma sheyesh bo tam shel chaim. Anything that has a taste of true life, fulfillment of life, layus om layus shachaim, filled with life, zerak ayriz baruch. It's only or Hashem. Ein efshos the kabel chaimi mashvacher. There is no other source of life, and there's no other way for a person to truly be alive and to feel alive. Kol haklipus of olam, all of the klipus of the world, hamenasus lahatzia chaim imokam acher. That are trying to give the impression and trying to offer an alternative source of life and another reason for living and another purpose to living. She'enu avodas Hashem, novos lamasi me'avodas zar. It comes from avodas zar, and that's the shorash of Amalek and avodas zar. Heim be'etzem sigim shel avodas zar. It's like I've mentioned many times, like the Alter Rebbe says in many places, other tzaddikim, that what used to be sun worship is now the worship of money. I mean, when a person sees that his entire purpose in life is to gain more and more wealth, and his entire existence is focused on making more money, so again, that person has to work. But where a person, where that becomes the ideal of a person's life, and the tachlis of a person's life, that's the modern day permutation of Avodas HaShemesh. Because in ancient times, people believed that the sun was the source of life. They were farmers, whatever, and the sun was they saw the sun as being the source of life. So they worshipped the sun, and the present-day modern manifestation of that Avodah Zarah is Mammon, is Taibas Mammon. And so it is with all of the different Avodah Zarahs. It's where a person sees that there's something, he believes that there's a makar to his life, and it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's something else. That's called Avodah Zarah. Kivyachal Adam Yachal Liyas Nizam Mimashu Acher. Sheinu Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem gave us the choice to feel as if we're being sustained and we're being enlivened through something else. Elu Hei Machatayim. Machshavas She'ev Shalakev Elchayim Mimashu Hukal. And therefore, the Swarm tells us that Amalek, which is the Sherish of this Asher Korcha, is a Lashon of Ikul, Ayin Yud Kuf Vav Lamed, which means mi'ukal, something which is crooked, something which is corrupted, something which is not straight, something which is mi'ukal, is the lashon of Amalek. Ma'amin mesiris ha'nefesh. So now what is mesiris nefesh? What is the meaning of giving up one's life? And whenever we say Krishna, as we learned last week, one should try to enter to that place, at least in one's mind, in one's thoughts, and to try to reach a place of emuna, that I'm ready, if need be, I'm ready, and I'm ready to give up my life, because there is no life outside of Hashem. So what happens with Mesiris Nefesh? What takes place with Mesiris Nefesh? So the Svarim tells us, brought down in many, many places, in the Shlach Kodesh, in the Magal Mukas, many, many Svarim tell us that they have a Mesiris somehow, whatever that means, that the Tzaddikim have revealed that when a person dies, like Kodesh Hashem, he doesn't feel any physical pain. He doesn't feel any pain. Shas Maisi, doesn't feel. At the moment of death, there isn't any pain. Why? What does that mean? We're going to come to that a little bit later on. What is that from, that he doesn't feel any pain? So, Maimon Mesiris HaNefesh, when a person is in a place of Mesiris Nefesh, Chosef Es HaEmes HaGmur. What happens at the moment of Mesiris Nefesh is that Chosef, like Chasav Zerach Kodeshach, means it pierces through. The Mesiris Nefesh pierces through to the truth, to the absolute truth. It's Emes HaGemur. She'anu chelik mimenu. Each and every Jew is a chelik of that absolute truth. Memela hu achayim shalom. And it's the life of a person. Achein, therefore, rega mesivus ha-nefesh, that moment of mesivus nefesh, mochek is kol ha-katnis. It erases, it eliminates all katnis, all smallness. I'm not alive because of football, because of money, because of physical pleasures, because of eating. I'm not alive because of all those other, you know, the shemesh, the yerech, the kechavim, called svashamayim. I'm not alive because of all those other things. I'm alive that not because of any of this. That's all katnus. Kol echatoyim, kol esrachus meshem. And therefore, the person feels at the moment of mesiris nefesh complete and total distance from all sins and all and anything that's against the Kadosh Baruch Hu causes a distance from Hashem. And mimeila, what we're going to talk about much more, he talks about much more later on, is that even people who survived and witnessed Mesiris Nefesh, Leman Hashem and Leman Yisrael and so on, they begin to feel the silliness of the katness of their lives. There's this sense of something much, much bigger, much greater that they just haven't been paying attention to. Kiksha Neshama Polaches Es Kol HaStaros, because when the Neshama breaks through all of the concealment, we take of Mesiris HaNefesh because of the power of Mesiris HaNefesh, which means coming into contact with that which is called Yechidah Shebenefesh, that part of ourselves that's Yechidah Shebenefesh. As I misbarer, Mahi Be'emes Rotza. Then, in that moment, it becomes clear. In a second, it becomes clear what the Neshama wants. The Neshama is able to be heard loud and clear. Throughout one's entire life, the guf is noisy. The guf is making all of the noise. And the neshama can't be heard. Mesiris nefesh, there's this silence of the neshama being able to be heard. And the guf is quiet. Umizbara, shakol haritzoynes haridudim. And then it becomes clear that all of the person's shallow desires, all of his shallow and silly interests, it's not really what he wants in life. It's not really what he's seeking. So fiu rak machmas chulsha sofas aneshama. And the only reason that he spent his life talking about the Super Bowl or something, or food or money or whatever else the katnus was, is because the neshama was just drowned out by the noise, and the neshama was not being heard. But Mesiras Nefesh blows away all of those mechitzas, and then the neshama is able to be heard. Mesiras Nefesh LaHashem Yisbarach, he hanakuda helyona biyosef. That's why we see the tzaddikim, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, but many tzaddikim, they told us that their whole lives they were longing to be able to die al kiddush Hashem. They wanted to be Mesiras Nefesh. I mean, every moment they were Mesiras Nefesh to give up this world and to give up all the needs of the body. But the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh is giving up one's life. And the tzaddikim were longing for that opportunity. It's the highest and deepest point in a person's life. Our entire existence, every word, anything the person longs for, all of our tzaynus, and the neshama hapnimis shemechayis kol ze, the neshama hapnimis, which is really the source of all of that, zu oisat chusha pnimis v'amuke, is this very deep feeling, limser es nafshen l'shem, so it gives us this tremendous need and readiness to give up one's life. V'chol yom v'yom, every single day. From these words that we say every day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means that Hashem is everything. It doesn't mean there's only one God as opposed to two, three, four. It means Hashem is it. That's it. That's the tachlis. From these words, Oreg Achaim, there flows the life Shel Am Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Me'oisa Achdus Elyonu V'Ne'elemes. From this Achdus, this oneness of Hashem that we don't really understand. It's hidden, but it becomes clear that this world is not it. On a choytzim as kol ma'aseinu machshavaseinu, we're able to carve through, to carve out all of our ma'asim, all of our machshavas. Haneshama azu shel parsha shma, this neshama that is revealed through kriya shma, that we come into contact with through kriya shma, shel Achdus Hashem, barli dei bitui etzanu davkai dei bitui shem esiris nefesh Hashem esbarach. Those are the words that we say, but the actual carrying out of those words, which is the way the Jews would die on Kiddush Hashem, would be saying Shema Yisrael. It's an instinctive cry of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I was just discussing this with somebody at the beginning of the Mohammed. We were talking. And there was a very, very popular Israeli series that was called Fauda. I don't know if you heard of it. It seems it was a very, very big thing. I had some. It was all about the, I don't know if it was the Mossad or.
It's
secret.
The other, they speak Arabic, they look Arabic.
Yeah, those the spies, the Hush, that they're working with.
The worst of the worst.
They're going into all the worst places. And so that there was a very popular show. I don't know if it's still on now, but
I don't watch. It's too intense.
So
I see the real thing.
Yeah. In the real estate business.
No.
Oh, but that's
hand to hand.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
That's
so the someone told me that. This is why probably it's not. It sounded like it was the last one. But they have a way of continuing. If people watch it, they'll make it chizam esim or something. Because apparently, in the last episode, this person was talking with very big spiders. That all of these soldiers were these Israeli secret agents. It was very real to life. Apparently, they were consulting with all Mavinim, and some of them were actually probably they were Israelis. They were soldiers. It's a Hebrew. I'm sure they all served in the army. These guys. Girls. What?
One of them was in Gaza.
Was actually in Gaza.
Yeah. Okay. He got injured.
So yeah, that's Israeli. They live with these things, so they understand it. So it's not just Hollywood.
Do a dim or something.
Do the van.
What?
Do the van.
Yeah.
So the last episode, when the last episode when they're about, they were, it didn't work out. They were on a mission, and it failed. And that whole chevra that they're working together the whole time, for a long time, that whole chevra, they were ambushed and they were killed, as we told me. And they were lying there, they were injured, they were shot by the Arabs, the terrorists, and they were lying there. And they held each other's hands. And this whole chevra, no shaykhis to anything with the Yiddish guy the whole time. That's it in the show. And they all called out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They put that on the show. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was the last words that came out from these soldiers. And it's not a movie. This is Messias. I don't want to say the words Ma'isim B'chol Yom because it hurts too much to say. This is Ma'isim B'chol Yom, but it's Ma'isim B'chol Yom. That Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's so that's something which, even though this soldier, this person, this agent, might not have said those words since he was a bar mitzvah, since he was a little kid, and his grandfather was still alive, and would say with him Shema Yisrael. So, but at that moment of Messias Nefesh, that's the whole Messias, is Hashem Echad. There's no other Messias, it's Hashem Echad. So we see this, namely Benu El Echad, of course, when Yaakov left the world. This is the last thing that he left to his children, that he left us. First, we know that when Yaakov met Yosef at Tzadik, so Yosef Tzadik is crying, and Yaakov is saying creation. And also, when it came time for Yaakov to die, Bo Bonav Svivo, his children came around him, and they said Shema. Yaakovino anoikanagna baruch shem kivoy machusel elon vehad. Histalkuso she Yaakovino haya b'shma Yisrael shem akein shem echad. So Yaakov was the first person who we see that, which is the beginning of Am Yisrael, which is who left the world with the words Shema Yisrael. Hashem echad achdus Hashem he agarin hapnimi haboer benishmas Yisrael. And this Hashem echad is the seed, the inner essence of a Jew that's burning in Nishmas Yisrael, and that is the source of the koach of a Jew to be Moisa Nefesh. Like Rabbi Akiva said in his life, he was longing to be able to fulfill this, and now he has the time when he's able to do it. When he was killed on Kiddush Hashem, miyotz Nishmas of Echad, and Rabbi Akiva's Nishma left with the word Echad. The Medrash says, Yaakov called, he summoned his sons. Yaakov wanted to show his sons to reveal when Mashiach is going to come. He wanted to reveal the end of time. And the but the Shechina left. He wasn't able to see. Then Yaakov got worried. Why is it that the Shechina, why is it that he lost his vision? He couldn't see the end of time. So he was nervous. Maybe there's a psul b'mitasi. Maybe one of my kids is not going in the right way. Ka'avram Avi Abba, like my grandfather Avram, she also in Yishmol. Who had Yishmol? It was a tremendous, terrible kilkul in Am Yisrael, in the building of Am Yisrael. Uchi Yitzchak Abba, my father Yitzchak, she also in Esav, my brother Esav. So he was worried that maybe the boys all looked like they were. Like they were B'nai Tera, but they weren't. Maybe something was wrong. Maybe there was a kilkul. Maybe the Munu was not complete. Amrlo, so together the brothers, the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael, which means two things. It means Shema Yisrael means Yisrael is Yaakov. Listen, our father, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Sabbath, Chazal say, and also Hashem. It means the Jewish people, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, for all future times. And they said to him, Kishem She'ein B'libcha, Ela Echad, Kach Ein B'libeinu, Ela Echad. The same way that in your heart there is all that there is one God, so too in our hearts all there is. Ein b'libeinu ela echad. Miad pasach, when he heard that Yaakov, he said Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusa Leilam Ve, which means that may this truth of Hashem's oneness of everything being Hashem may be revealed Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusa in this world. Malchusa Leilam Ve should be revealed in this world. Which is called Yichud Ilah. For those who are Chassidus, there's Yichud Ilah, there's Yichud Tatar. The higher Yichud, that everything is Elokus, and there's nothing, there is no world, and the Tachlis, which is which is to reveal Hashem's Malchus in this physical world. There was a Maisa I'm not going to say this, it's a long Maisa, but the Nekuda was that there were two of the greatest Chabad Hasidim who ever lived, I'm sure many of you know, was Rabbi Hillel Paritcher, Zichuso Livracha, and Rabbi Isaacl Hamele. The two biggest Chabad Hasidim. And it was known that the difference between the both of them were very, very great, holy Gaine Arlam, Tzaddikim. But the Iker Inyan of Rabbi Hillel was the Avaida of Hasidus, the Avaida. And the Iker of Rabbi Isaacl was the Muskalos of Hasidus, the intellect of Hasidus. Even though they were both great in both areas, but the Iker was like this. So without telling all the Pratim, I'll tell you a different time, but without all the Pratim, there was the Rebbe Maharash was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, and he wanted to understand the difference between these two Tzedekim. Because his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, had made a certain comment that one is Yichud Elon, the other one is Yichud Etatah. Well, there's one is Shema Yisrael, and the other one is Baruch Shem Kavod. And the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, Rebbe Maharash, wanted to understand this more and to know who what. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, "Okay, I'll tell you. I'm going to learn a mimer. You can come to the I'll say over a mimer and chassidus, and you can come. And Rebbe Hillel and others, my sons, Rebbe Maharash and other sons, and the two tzaddikim, Rebbe Hillel and Rebbe Isaacl, can come to the." Also come to, which oftentimes those two tzaddikim were invited to these very exclusive mamar to come. So they all came into this private mimer, and the Tzemach Tzedek said some kind of mimer, I don't know which one, I think it's brought down, I just don't remember right now, but he said over a mimer chassidus, and it was finished. And then what the chassidim would do always after a mimer was they would chazer, they would review it. And the Rebbe Maharash saw that he went to see how Rebbe Hillel was chazering and how Rebbe Isaacl was chazering. He went to peek in. And when he went in to see Rebbe Isaacl, he saw that Rebbe Isaacl's head was back, and his eyes were white, you couldn't see his pupils, and he was in a trance, with his head back and his mouth open like this, and he was in that mimer. He was chazering a mimer. And then he went into the other place to see where Rebbe Hillel was. And when he came into Rebbe Hillel, had his head down between his knees and his like this, and he was staring at the ground. And this is the two things. So the Rebbe Maharash went to his father, and the Tzemach Tzedek said, "No, did you see what's the difference between Rebbe Isaacl and Rebbe Hillel?" So he said that Rebbe Isaacl is Yichud Eilah, Shema Yisrael. There's no world. He left the world. He said, but the meaning of Rebbe Hillel is Baruch Shem Kavod, which is Yichud Etatah. And therefore his eyes were upon the earth. How could I bring this or of the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimer? How do I integrate that into this world, into my life, into reality? That Rebbe Isaacl was, I'm out of here. He was gone. He disappeared. He just disappeared into life beyond this life. And that's even in the physical way that they were chazuk the maimer, there was one that was, and the other was Yichud Eilah, Yichud Etatah. So that's Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem Kol Machusel, so this is what happened before Yaakov, this is how Yaakov left the world. Mishpat zeh, kishem she'en b'libcha, it's not b'lavach, it's in libcha, kishem she'en b'libcha el echa, when the sons, when the Shvatim told him, the same way that in your heart there's only one, so too in our heart there's only one. Mahadheid, that conversation between Yaakov and the Shvatim, the last moment of Yaakov's life, is echoing in Nishmos Yisrael, in the Nishomas of the Jewish people, may us mikadim, since then. It's there, that sound, those words, that truth is echoing in the heart, deep, deep in the place of Yechida, in every single Jew. He drove this deep into the Shvatim, and it's been passed along as our Yerusha. I'll call Mishu Mizer Yisrael. Call Mishu Mizer Yisrael. Makes no difference with tattoos, without tattoos, with an earring, without an earring, with a shtroimel, without a yarmulke. It makes no difference. It's there. Call Mishu Mizer Yisrael. Sometimes this truth, this Messias of Engel Beinu El Echad is hidden deep in the heart. A person goes his entire life and it's not Mezgala B'chutz. I've mentioned a number of times over the years something my father Zechal Baruch told me about a Jew that he knew from his hometown who had an Indian. My father said he had an Indian to sit on the steps of the big shul on Shabbos, smoking a cigarette. So you can imagine what that was in those years. He sat on the steps of the big shul. Everybody that passed by would either turn away or the kanoim would spit, and he would sit on the steps of the big shul and say, "This was his thing." My father remembered. He was like in the town. He said that this person's parents moved to a different city. They were such a busha, they moved to a different city. He sat on the steps. My father said he was a bulvan, very strong, mechutzif, and none of the from kids had anything to do with him, but he sat on the steps. My father said, he told this to me over the years a number of times. If he would hear me say something bad, a negative, my sister, about somebody, my father would sometimes remind us. He said he knew the seed's name. His name was Heschel. So my father said that this Yid, this Michal Shabbos, died in my arms in Matas. And the way that he died was a shri from Shema Yisrael that you could hear from one end of the camp to the other end of the camp. That's how he died. A Shema Yisrael. So before you open up your mouth, my father said about a Jew, you have to know that there was a guy, Heschel or Herschel, whatever, sitting on the sat on the steps smoking on Shabbos. A cigarette. And it's not like sitting on the steps someplace and nowadays smoking a cigarette. The whole place they were all from. And he was making a point. But it was just very, very hidden in him. It was very hidden. Einem is Galabachutz. And there are people that they live in this world and it doesn't come out at all. Achen hachutz olu lahaster rabbis es anakuda hazu. The noise outside can hide that nakuda. There's a lot of noise outside. Ach belev hareishi ba'eris ba'ayis. But it doesn't stop burning. That ner tamid is burning inside a Jew. U'begayim b'siyamim. And at different times, at different moments, not necessarily when the person dies. It's especially when there's a mysterious nefesh. Not just a regular death, but some serious nefesh, but could be other thing and something else happens. There are gom misiyomim, peretzis yachutza, where it explodes, comes out. The sheitefes bor is called revdei chayim, and it washes over with light, all the different layers of life. Harigoyim halalu, hem harigoyim shal misiyus hanefesh. Those are moments of misiyus nefesh. Misiyus hanefesh chosefes es shorosh haneshama. When a person sacrifices for the sake of Hashem, or for the sake of Am Yisrael, when a person gives up, and is ready to even, ad kedei kach, to die, is ready to give up, or ready to give up all of his wealth, or ready to give up, God forbid, one of his children, something happens, when he's, for being a Jew, or for saving Jews, that's chosefes asher shen Hashem, that breaks through to the root of the soul. L'chein higam evia la'achdus amuka ba'am Yisrael. So listen to this. Therefore, it also brings to a tremendous sense of unity between Jews. That's exactly what's happening now. Whenever there's a time of Mesiras Nefesh, and Jews dying, al kiddush Hashem, Jews dying to save, to help other Jews, so then it brings a tremendous and tremendous, tremendous achdus to the Jewish people. Not because, not just because people feel bad, or people are proud, or people are grateful to these heroic, you know, chaver. Not just because of that. It's because there's a hisgalus of yichidus of a nefesh, and it has a way of reaching Amisim. It has a way of affecting and influencing, and it brings a tremendous, tremendous achdus, because the external falls away, all the klipas fall away, and there's a hisgalus of nishmas Yisrael. And even when others are watching that and they see that, and everybody wants to hear stories of to know what's going on, and they hear another story of what's happening, so then it's more a tremendous sense of achdus. Not just because there's a common enemy, it's something which is much deeper, it's very different. And here, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Havdalos, billion Havdei Havdalos. I was reading an article, somebody from the Shul gave me an article, about how, you know, this thing in Ukraine is already slipping out for a long time. Must be ready almost 2 years or a year, something like that. So it's a long time schlepping out in Ukraine. The Russians are terrible, big Rishayim, what they're doing over there. They're making the whole Shechita. And Ukrainians are fighting back. But what it said in the article is that things are starting to turn in a very bad direction for the Ukrainians because they're losing the Cheshek. They're very demoralized. And they're losing the Cheshek to fight. And they're having trouble getting soldiers. It's a whole hastapotam over there. So when I was reading that, when he gave me 3 years, I was thinking how my Klai Yisrael is kasha yano yisrael ken yibib hen yifu. It's just the opposite. The bigger the patch, the more difficult challenges, the more his galus is of this Yisrael. It's just the opposite. When there wasn't any war for the past couple of years, so there was a whole thing going on. The soldiers are angry. The liberal, the more left, the left wing, they're not going to enlist. They're not going to show up. This was all. These were all the diburim before Shmini Atzeres, right? But the second the Milchama starts, and it doesn't get weaker; it gets stronger. The Mesiris Nefesh of the Chaver is strengthening the feeling of conviction, of Amunah, of Achdus. Everything's getting stronger and stronger. That's only a Midas Yisrael. Because there's Galus of the Neshavas. It's not a matter of nationalism. It's nationalism. It's Galus of Nishmas Yisrael, Mesiris Nefesh. Jews are giving their lives for other Jews. And Jews are giving their lives to see to it that Am Yisrael will continue. So that Avira of Mesiris Nefesh has a tremendous power over the entire nation, the Jews everywhere. It brings a tremendous achdus. You call up Pirudim, because all of the separation, all the divisions, all of the fighting, it's only when Jews are just hanging around in a place of chitzonius, but they're not connected to their neshama. In the world of chitzonius, everything's fighting and arguing. They're not talking to each other because he's a Democrat, this one's a Republican. The two Jews are not talking to each other. This one voted for Biden, this one voted for Trump. They can't talk. This one votes for Netanyahu, and this one votes for Lapid or something. So then no one's talking. These families don't talk to each other. It's all shtuyot, those Irish guys. It's all chitzonius. So when they're caught up in the chitzonius, so then you have all kinds of pirudim. Because in the world of the guf, no two people look the same. The world of the guf is all about chilukim. Not two people think the same. Not two people look the same. So everything about chitzonius is differences, machlokes. That's all chitzonius. But the second you come into contact with the neshama, and you go to the place of pnimius, then all the chitzonius is nothing. So it doesn't make a difference if he's religious, not religious. It doesn't make a difference if he's a svadi, an ashkenazi, this and that. All the silly chilukim, they don't make a difference. They don't mean anything. Those things only make a difference if you're Eichs and Chitzonius. Not when you're in a place of pnimius. Ach kishonim is chavim l'shorish ha-neshama. But when you are mischaber to the shorish of the neshama, onim is chavim l'shorish ha-echad, then you get to the place of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in the world of Echad, there is no difference between this kind of hat or that kind of yarmulke, or this kind of politics or that kind of politics. It's an Echad. That's the neshama achas shel kulan. And in that place of Echad, Knesset Yisrael is one. It's Nishmas Yisrael. Am Yisrael is there's one Messias of Am Yisrael. And it's all one. It's Echad. Or Hashchin, the light of the Shechina. Shkol Echad Mitanu, who Shviv and Yitzaytsim Enu, and each Jew, even though we occupy separate bodies, but each Jew is a spark of that, is an Yitzayts of that Messias of the Shechina, this world of Knesset Yisrael. It's a Shemayim. We're not divided according to where you were born or whether you daven the Sechashim is a site, the place where you come. Mesirus HaNefesh, Chasefes is Sheresh HaNesham. There's nothing more powerful than Mesirus HaNefesh to break through to that Sheresh, to that place. It's Nishmas Kla Yisrael. Me'achdus u'ma'achedes Yisrael, ba'achdus gemur, and it brings this to tremendous, tremendous achdus. Now all this is of course, based upon the 18th parak in Tanya, which everybody really needs to learn, the whole Tanya, but especially these days to learn those parak of Yuches, Yutes, and Chav in Tanya. While the Tanya Medarbal is there, Shu Reitzel Lechiach Shu Bekol Echad Vechad Miyisrael, when the Tanya wants to explain that, to prove that Bekol Echad Vechad Miyisrael, that in every single Jew, there burns this nefesh elokis. Umaru umatzig is a davket derech inyan shel mesiras nefesh. So that you remember that the Baal Tanya sets this up, this whole limud of there being inside each and every Jew a nefesh elokis. He sets this up within the framework of mesiras nefesh. Shnevas mehayichida, and the Baal Tanya explains that it comes from this nakuda of the soul that's called yichida. But now it's not only a yichid of each individual Jew, there's a yichid of the Jewish people. That's at a time of Melchama, or a time of Gzeira against the Jewish people, like by Purim, Yeshnoi Amech and Mefuzim Mefar, the whole Melchama, that whole time of Purim was to come back from a place of being Mefuzim Mefar. Now it's Erev Purim, we were all divided and dispersed. We were busy having you know, sushi at Achashverosh's party. That's what that was about, the whole Mishnah. And Shenenu, Reis HaSuda. So the Mishnah is a big deal that they were eating the Reis HaSuda. Everything was kosher. We spoke about that. It says Kirsan, Yishvish. Everything had a Heksher. And if Yidavka wanted a Yakish Heksher, a Chzidish Heksher, whatever you wanted, it's Kirsan, Yishvish. Whatever you wanted, you had kosher food at Achashverosh's party. You had kosher food. So what's the problem? And for that, Reis should die because of that. So that was only a very extreme siur, picture of a pirud that was reaching to the very core of who they were at that time because they were focused on partying, on gashmius. The whole metzias was a metzias of Adam Hazeh, and when your whole metzias is a world of guf, then Haman was right. The Gemara says that Haman said it's a very strong lashon hara. It was very true when he said Yeshnoi Amechad. Chazal interpreted it to mean Yeshnoi Amechad. Haman, no, he said Yeshnoi Amechad. In other words, there is this one unique people in the world, Yisrael, and this one unique people, Be'emes. Haman understood Echad Yeshnoi Amechad. He understood. He was the minister of Jewish affairs. He was the from the Eichmann's Elta Zaydi. And he knew this, that Yesh no Am Echad, that there's no Am Echad. There's no other people like that. There's no Am Echad. But you know how come I'm going to get them? You know where I'm going to get them? Because they're Mefuzo Mefayed Ben Ha'am. Mefuzo Mefayed Ben Ha'am. They're not in that place. So he thought he's going to destroy us, but what he did was just the opposite. Because he was able to orchestrate a whole Gzeira, and Am Yisrael suddenly in a minute, all of Am Yisrael was standing around Yaakov in his bed, saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that was the end of Haman. Because then he brought his, then through him, the Nevahafei Chuz, we came Davka back to the reality of Yesh Noi Am Echad. It's true. Yesh Noi Am Echad. And every Purim, you can feel a little bit like this. That's why they needed one of the reasons of Tachbaisis, of getting dressed up on Purim. Because getting dressed up means that all the things that you see on the outside is not Bamasuyo. This guy's dressed up. This one's dressed up like this. This one's dressed up like that. All of the... It only means it's a secondary disguise. Our actual physical goof is one disguise. And then you get another disguise on Purim, you put on a costume. But the point of the custom is to say that the emphasis is Adol Elav Narhama Baruch Mordechai, that whether a Jew looks like he's Narhama or a Jew looks like he's a Baruch Mordechai, in Nishmas Yisrael, in the Kud of who he is, it's all this stuff is all an outfit. It's all a custom. It's not who he is. It's a custom. It's a disguise. So Haman, that was the last thing in the world that Haman wanted, because that was his downfall. The whole thing that Haman, if he would have let it go, Chalila, it wouldn't have happened, because I shouldn't want it to happen. He would let it to continue, and he wouldn't have done anything. He would just let the Jews continue going into their parties, into the movies, into wherever they were going. So then it would have Chalila been terrible. But Haman Davke was more of this Mochama and this Gzeira, and through the Gzeira, Shema Yisrael Shemachan Yisrael Mechad, that all the party goers were in a place of Kriyashma, and then the next thing, the Zalmum is hanging. That was the end of it. And then there was no Indian anymore of that period. And that's why the whole Avaida of Purim is Rishachman is Ishtar Ehu, Amatazev Yainim, in other words, for Jews to be good to each other. So take away all the period between Jews. And you feel that on Purim. Because on Purim, Afreilich together, doesn't make a difference what, who, where. And that's the meaning of drinking. It takes away all those. In the Odom Agashim, it takes away all of the divisions between this one and that one. There's no chilik between this person and that person, not Leona. Because in that Metzias of Adol Yada, which is what we're talking about on Sunday, was the Shaar HaNun in Kedusha, in the place of Shaar HaNun, which is Yechidish of the Nefesh, there's no separation between one Jew and another Jew. Everybody says Mishloch Matan, it's Mishloch Manish Yisrael, Matan Sev Yainim, and the Sudas Purim, Mishpacha Mishpacha, everybody together, all Jews, and that's Davke, what Haman himself, that's the Venahafechu, that he himself brought that about. And that's what they're doing now. The Rishayim did this now, October 7th. The Hamas did the same thing. They did the same thing. Instead of letting Jews continue fighting like they were doing until then, and it reached the worst place on Yom Kippur when there were Jews who were throwing things at Jews who were davening in Tel Aviv. The Hamas didn't leave it like that. If they would have left like that, they didn't leave it like that. So there's all Hashgacha Pratis. So Hamas goes in. How they got in? Hard to believe that they just walked in like that. They got in there. They made a whole pogrom, and then from that whole pogrom came out what? The service of Shema Yisrael Shemekan Shemachot, and then this is it. We're going to finish them all off. It's Yipurim, finished. But that's how it goes. It's said that the way to bring us, it'd be much easier if we all try to get along and learn Zohar Kodesh. You know, it's just be so much nicer than what's going on, but an akshayar like that too. Sometimes, unless we get a patch, we don't remember. But that's exactly what the Rishonim, are trying to avoid. That's exactly what they brought. Okay, so we'll try to finish the Maimon next time.